KEY today.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Coast to coast, left to right. We don't care. We welcome all here on ATN. It's all about the buzz, my friends, and the conversation and the travels on the way to getting to the promised land. And the promised land is probably in November. Boy, these elections are going to be interesting. If you just sat down and read every single possible opinion poll, you would think on one hand that the incumbents are going to stay, that the Democrats are really cemented in, that the Tea Party is a bunch of nutballs and none of those people are going to get elected. Then you read another poll and you think, boy, this country is angry and they don't want the same old tricks. So whoever it is going to be replaced, and forget the whole party and labels and all that nonsense. But I got to think it's maybe somewhere in between, depending on what state we're talking about and whether it's a House seat or a Senate seat, because really the House, everything's up. For the Senate, there's 37 spots up for grabs, some key states, too. It looked like Harry Reid's ship was sunk, and then Sharon Angle, who had a lot of momentum, got into trouble with some of the things that she said, got a little confused on some of the things that she was asked, and now she's kind of laying in the weeds, trying to be careful about answering questions and not stepping into the middle of it, which is probably good. That's what I would advise her to do. So we'll see where her numbers are. Right now, Reid picked up a lot of volume as a result of that. It still isn't election day yet. There are more accusations of ethics charges, broken promises, as the ethics panel is now looking into Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Somehow I'm just so not surprised by this. There were eyebrows raised in the past about a couple of things with Waters, but this they might have really sealed the deal on. She's charged with breaking the rules and requesting federal help for the bank, a bank. Now, this is what's interesting. It happened to be a bank where her husband was a board member and owned stock. So she immediately denies the charges. In the meantime, nothing's released as to even more of the specifics about it, but you got Rangel with problems after all the years that he's been in office and been the Ways and Means Committee chair, 40 years. He faces a trial in the fall for a couple of different things, delayed payment of federal taxes, improper use of an apartment in New York for his campaign office, and now she's in the middle of this. You could literally have both of them on trial at the same time right before November 2nd. So the Republicans aren't stupid. They're going to take advantage of this and jump all over it and say, listen, here we go again. We have another Democrat in trouble, and we have substantial reason to believe the Dems have a serious problem with ethics on their hands. Because Waters is a senior member, too, of the House Financial Services Committee, and they recently, and this is the tricky part for her, they recently rewrote the legislation that now regulates financial banks, institutions, and has strong protections for consumers, but she was right in the middle of it. And that's the really strange part about her deal with the bank. And she says, look, I haven't violated any House rules. I'm not going to be forced to admit to something I didn't do. And I've chosen to respond to the charges made by the House. So will anything actually stick with her? You know, that's the question. What's interesting is, hello, Eric Holder, where are you, the Attorney General? I mean, is this just going to be another slap on the wrist if there's something there? And it wouldn't be if it were the other way around. We know that. This doesn't bode well, though, for the for some of the Democrats, anyway, come November. And that's, what did I say the other night, 90-plus days away. You got to think they do not like having back-to-back problems with ethics. I'm going to say absolutely not. And the Republicans are going to lap this up because, you know, this gives them some more ammunition. In the meantime, we have other fish to fry here as I dove right into politics as soon as we cracked open the mic. But President Obama is saying the U.S. combat role in Iraq is ending. He says it's going to end as promised, on schedule, and we're on track to fulfill one of the campaign promises. There is a deadlock in Baghdad on this whole new government. And it's been like 4 months now and still nothing. There has not been a shift. There's not been a shift in that government. It's kind of limbo. It is limbo. The president says the hard truth is we haven't seen the end of American sacrifice in Iraq, but our commitment is changing from a military effort to a civilian effort led by diplomats. So here's the thing. A transitional force, that's what they call it, of about 5,000 troops, stay to train Iraqi security. And they also conduct counterterrorism ops and provide security for the U.S. civilian effort. And this is part of an agreement negotiated in 2008 with the Iraqis. So all American troops will be gone from Iraq by the end of next year. The end of next year. What's sad is the timing, the instability of the government, and lately problems with bombings. They had two bombings on Monday and a drive-by shooting that killed a dozen people. It just is a reality check of what's going on in Iraq. Last week we told you about all the money that was suddenly had disappeared. And it was massive amounts of money that would have helped in that rebuilding effort in Baghdad and in other places, other cities in Iraq. And it's once again another reminder of how much sacrifice that we've made in this effort. It's like you ask yourself, somebody said this to me today, and really was talking about Afghanistan, but still, now you got the major combat part of things ending in Iraq. Is it worth what happened? Was it worth all of the bloodshed, the limbs lost, the money, the cost? Has it made us safer? Or no, it's just been too costly in the human factor and in the financial factor? Or do we have to always say, and I hate saying this, I'm going to ban myself from saying this more than a couple of times a week, but we'll wait and see. Because how does Iraq as a country move forward from this point with just a little bit of backup from the U.S., but really standing on their own 2 feet? Right now we've seen they can't even form a government. They can't make a decision. So we put a lot of money into the effort in Iraq, but what have we gotten out of it? You want to take a crack at that one? 800-259-5791. We got more waters to maneuver through. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep.
All right, I told you the tale so far of Charlie, I Dare You to Wrangle the Taxes Out of My Hands, and Maxine Maximize My Position in Washington with My Spouse Waters. And whether or not it looks like they're going to do the trial thing, it's looking more that way, that there's not a deal to be cut. So that would be two in the fall. And that would be two seats, I'm assuming, that would be gone, because I heard they pretty much have them dead to rights. So we were mentioning that, and also now the wrap-up in Iraq, as the president says he's sticking to the timetable, and bye-bye, good luck, God bless, we're still invested, but we're withdrawing the troops. You ask yourself the question 10 years later, okay, walking away from this, what do we know? Was it worth it? Was it worth it in the human factor, in the financial factor, you know, those two combined? Or is it one of those things where we don't know? Or no, it wasn't worth it. In doing the Monday evening / Tuesday morning quarterbacking of the finality of this thing, of the end of the road, what do you think? And we still have Afghanistan with what they're calling, what do they call them, modest goals. Ugh, who would even use the word modest connected to war? I wouldn't even have that word flying around out there. We've got modest ambitions. We have modest goals. sounds lame. Sounds milquetoasty. It sounds like, yeah, we're playing it cautious because we don't want everybody down our throats when we don't achieve what we say we're going to achieve. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
How'd you know I was listening?
Because I just assumed.
Let me see. Okay, I'm going to say something that takes 5 seconds, and then I'll talk about the Iraq thing.
Cool.
Our second thing is Larry Sinclair will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. That's all we got to say about that. All right, now.
You are crazy. Go ahead.
Iraq, you're asking, is it worth it? I think it is tied to what happens in Iran. You know, Iraq is 60% Shia or Shiite, whatever the heck you want to say.
Right.
Iran is 90% Shiite. Iran is the hotbed. It is the catalyst for Islamic extremism, along with Saudi Arabia. But Iran is much more militant, of course, and they're trying to get a nuclear bomb. Now, if Obama has any brains, he will launch an attack just before the election against Iran, and he'll use everything he's got. He'll probably hit them with, you know, B-52s, B-2s, B-1s, cruise missiles, and then he'll send in commandos to make sure that the damage is what it needs to be, and then hopefully that will help him in the elections. But it depends on what happens in Iran, because they're the ones that instigate all the problems. They support Hamas in the Gaza Strip. They support Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Yeah.
You know, and they support the Taliban just as the Pakistanis support the Taliban. People say they don't, but let me tell you, they do.
They do. They do. And I agree with you.
And so, you know, if we can get rid of Iran, then then the whole Muslim religion actually has a chance to become normalized. But if we let Iran, you know, like an infection spread, then you know what's going to happen. And if that infection includes nuclear weapons, we're going to have a situation much worse than North Korea. You know, the reason we don't go after North Korea is because they got nuclear weapons. Otherwise, we would have wiped them out a long time ago.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And you're absolutely dead right on the Iran thing. It's, what is it? They have all the oil, or they're the fifth leading producer of oil. But more importantly, strategically, where Iran is and the position they play in the Middle East, you're absolutely 100% right. That's why I said the time for talk is over. Cut the crap, cut the nonsense, and make a big, bold decision.
You know what Obama wants is he wants to hit those nuclear reactors and things like that, and then he wants to create some sort of like velvet revolution where the people rise up and they say, we want to become modern again like we were back in the, you know, in the 70s, and if he can cause that, he will be man of the year.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, I mean, all these women with you saw the picture in, Newsweek with a woman with her nose cut off?
Yeah.
Because her husband said she committed adultery and the stoning, and, I mean, he will be reelected, and the Democrats will crush the Republicans. But, you know, I'm not going to... You know, I'm not going to say let the Iranians suffer, because the longer we put off getting rid of Iran, the closer we are to them getting rid of us. And listen, thanks again, and you have a good night.
All right. I believe in what Thomas has said, similar to what we've been saying on America Tonight. I think that the fears of, oh, we can't do that with Iran, and why would we want to open up that kettle of fish? Why would we want to even go there? I think Ahmadinejad is very dangerous. That's why I said in the previous hour, if you had a hit list, and who cares, and there was no repercussions, and it was a secret deal of taking somebody out, meaning one of the more dangerous world leaders, who would you take out? And my answer is Ahmadinejad. You could point to a lot of other people. Tomas just talked about Kim Jong-il and North Korea and why we couldn't just go in and stomp out North Korea. And he's right. The answer is, They have nukes. And trust me, they would use the nukes. So in the case of Iran, that's the danger. The danger is how long, far along in the game are they of having nuclear capability. And that uranium enrichment is a bunch of bunk because you know that the enrichment is absolutely for nuclear capabilities. And once Iran has nukes, a nuke, several nukes, whatever, it makes that idiot that much more dangerous. I was reading something today about Israel's defense minister saying that he's worried that Turkey might share Israeli intelligence secrets with Iran and would reveal a big, deep distrust in some of the Ankara regional shifts. And so what does that mean? Well, who cares? Well, it is a big deal. And the leaked private comments by the defense minister are casting a serious shadow on how much Israel is actually going to be able to even reconcile with Turkey and the Turks being outraged at their its Navy's killing of nine of their compatriots, least we forget, in May, back in the Gaza Strip blockade. So until relations soured, Turkey had been the Muslim power probably closest to the Jewish state of Israel, and the friendship was based on military cooperation, and they shared intelligence and had tried to actually help each other. Now that's casting, there's a serious doubt. There's been a big doubt cast over this, and that just gives Iran that much more power to play with, which I think is beyond scary. I mean, there's been a lot of ridicule in Turkey of an Israeli inquiry into the interception of a pro-Palestinian ship, which faulted military intelligence for not figuring out a way or anticipating passengers' resistance to the naval boarding parties. That issue certainly has not gone away by any stretch of the imagination. Hey, coming up round the bend on America tonight, I think we need to squeeze in a little sports shorts. Some interesting things happening in the world of sports. For those of you who kick your feet up and watch a little football, we've got a big promotion coming up once we get back into Nail the Score. So we got the skinny on some sports news for you. Hang through.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing. Get beside me. I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
Alright, speaking of, I just want you to love me. What is the scoop in this top sports shorts? And it actually relates to what we've been talking about a lot on America Tonight with the immigration issue. White Sox manager Ozzie Guillen says he thinks Asian players are given privileges in the U.S. that Latinos aren't afforded. He just, you know, this sometimes Ozzie just rants. And he's known for being pretty outspoken. He says he's the only one in baseball teaching young players from Latin America to stay away from performance-enhancing drugs that MLB doesn't give a crap about. He said that MLB only cares about how often he argues with umps and what he says to the media. But the part that's the gist of his complaint is that it's unfair that Japanese players are assigned translators when they come to the U.S. to play pro ball, but Latinos aren't. And he says, why do we have a Japanese interpreter? We don't have a Spanish one. Why do they have that privilege and we don't? And then he went on to spouse even more, saying, don't take it wrong, but they take advantage of us. We bring a Japanese player. They're very good. They bring all these privileges to them. We bring a Dominican kid, go to the minor leagues. Good luck, good luck. It's always going to be like that. It's never, this is his words, it's never going to change, but that's the way it is. Guillen is from Venezuela, and certainly he's had a charmed life in what he's been able to do in his career and now in the managing sense. And he did say, look, it's not just the White Sox. We have a pitching coach that's a Latino, but the pitching coach can't talk about hitting with a Latino guy, and that's the way it is. We have to overcome all the obstacles because we're hungry. We grew up the right way. We come here to compete. So the focus was really about the ball players and the ball players coming in and how he thinks they're getting gypped compared to everyone else. But that's the U.S. of A. with the issues with illegal immigration and generally how that teeters down or affects the attitudes, affects Major League Baseball. Here's what I would say. I mean, there's a big difference between the Latin American countries, Japan, Korea, and the Latinos are brought to the U.S. to be developed because of the quality of the leagues in those countries. They have, I guess, developmental leagues, I'll call them. It's just not the same. It's not the same as it is in Japan. Because when the Japanese players come, although they do have that in common with the Latino players, half the time you don't know their true age. But usually the Asian players are a little bit older and they've got professional experience, like Ichiro Suzuki was, I want to say, 28 when he came to Major League Baseball, whereas it's different with the Latino players. So, you know, give me a break there. And with the translators, are the translators really necessary when half of the team speaks Spanish? Meh. Yeah, if there's a problem with it, if there's nobody that can interpret, okay, then I'll give him that. But I think he's going back into the history books. And I think he's kind of, as much as I wouldn't defend the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Bud Light, I think he's going back in the time machine and is not really thinking about what has happened, especially with Latino players in Major League Baseball. Because, you know, here's the deal. If he's trying to compare illegals, and the illegals that are costing hundreds of thousands of dollars each year, killing our welfare and medical systems, pushing us to the brink, you know, Oz, you're in a different land than the rest of us. I mean, a much different land. You know, come on. And yes, there are other people that are illegal in the country. And trust me, it's the same. Really, honestly, they're in the same boat. It's just that the majority and the majority of overall the people that are in the country illegally happen to be from Mexico or Central America or South America. But the way he is trying to draw the comparisons, I gotta call foul on that big time. That's probably the best way to say it. In the meantime, what's the scoop with Mike Tyson? This is kind of a gossipy story, too, but Mike Tyson was in a movie that was pretty funny that Matt Johnson saw and mentioned on the air, and I wanted to see it after that. It was called The Hangover, and I thought it was very funny. Tyson was in the movie, kind of like a cameo deal. It was a cameo deal. So he says when he did the movie, he had to do the movie because he needed the money for drugs. And he was planning on trying to sell bootlegs of the movie, but instead it became such a big success, he didn't do that. He got the money that he needed. It's just so Mike Tyson, I guess. He called himself a pig. And said he was a waste. He is a waste in the sense that this guy had such street personality in the ring in the beginning of when he started to fight. He was such a brawler. And the potential that you saw with Mike Tyson was frittered away with all the nonsense in his personal life and the crazy things that you knew he would do. I mean, look, the guy bit Evander Holyfield's ear, punched Robin Givens, raped Desiree Washington. He still managed to constantly find a way to get somebody to give him money and keep him in the game. And with his reputation, he's still somebody that'll get an endorsement or two or finds himself I don't know, on a celebrity island or something, but I'm way past Mike Tyson. Matt, are you way past Mike Tyson?
I know. The way he's... I've read a couple of interviews, and I've seen a couple of interviews that he's done recently, and he's just on Entourage, actually, last night, too.
I saw that.
He's kind of become a little bit of a quirky, funny character.
So you think him using, turning his bad boy, I'm full of crap and here's all the things I did, kind of doing that and using the humor side gets him another 15 minutes?
I think it does. I think his star is back on the rise a little bit. I don't think it'll ever get super high, but he's kind of, he's worked himself into a little niche.
All right, so another 15, Max says, for Mike Tyson. I say I'm, like, over him, and that's because I was such a boxing fan, and I liked watching the guy in the ring. I do give him, I will give him that. He was pretty funny on the show that Matt's talking about, because I watched that, too. This is a big business story mixed in with sports shorts, and it has to do with News Corp and the fact that they're considering making a bid for the Texas Rangers. Wow, what a big game changer that would be, because the Rangers are bankrupt. So they owned the Dodgers from 98 to 2004. They haven't decided whether they'll take a shot at a bid at Wednesday's bankruptcy court auction, but they're leaning toward making an offer. Bidding for the franchise will start at $307 million. A winning bid may be $100 million or higher. Now, you know, News Corp, they have Fox Sports Southwest, they own television rights, all that kind of stuff. There are other potential bidders, including a group that's led by Hall of Famer and Rangers president Nolan Ryan, and a group led by Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, too. For Cuban, it kind of makes sense because he can put the games on HDNet, the cable network he controls. And Fox Sports Southwest, one of the division regional cable channels, carries all those local teams, so that would just add to it. The Fox pays the Rangers about $35 million a year to broadcast their games. $35 million. But it could be higher if the team plays better. If they get the first place finish, they'll rise in personality and all that other sort of stuff. So that's probably what they're counting on. News Corp could save itself enough in broadcasting fees that the team would pay for itself in a little over a decade. So this will be one to watch. So crazy right now, a team playing in bankruptcy. The team's lenders believed, because Ryan, Nolan Ryan was part of a group that was led by a Pittsburgh sports lawyer and another guy named Ray Davis, who's a big energy magnet kind of guy, that they try to buy the company in a pre-packaged bankruptcy deal. But the team's lenders thought it was a good deal and asked the judge to hold an open auction where the highest bidder could prevail instead, even though they felt like it was too good of a deal, too much of a sweetheart deal, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So under Major League Baseball's bylines, owners have to approve any deal. Ooh, and that means the lenders. That's such a crazy, crazy situation. I just think, imagine the Mets or the Yankees going bankrupt, how crazy the people in New York City would be. My, oh, my. All right, stretch drive time. What's been happening around the world and closer to home? We're going to sum it all up for you in just a few.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
As we head to the finish line here on America Tonight. And a couple of things that are part of the water cooler buzz include the fact that apparently a Mexican drug cartel, who knows what specific one, there's so many of them, has put $1 million price tag on the head of Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Good luck trying to take this man down. However, with their tactics, they get close enough. I mean, these guys have no regard, almost like a crazy Islamic terrorist for human life. Get out the machine guns and then away they go if they find a way to get close to the sheriff who I think, listen, I like this guy on face value alone because he doesn't take any nonsense. He goes with what he sees around him, and what he sees around him is the fact that too many areas are being destroyed and too many people are getting caught up in the web of drugs and being victimized by the gangs. So he wasn't having any of it, and he doesn't treat them with kid gloves. So if you're here illegally, you get caught, he's going to nab you, and he's going to throw you in Tent City. Also, big story. It's called Static Kill. Sounds like Static Cling, doesn't it? The Static Kill is going to plug the gusher. The gusher that we have been talking about more than a lovesick teenage boy who's been staring at the poster of, I don't know who are the hot chicks now, Megan Fox, for way too long. This Static Kill thing finally is really upon us. I mean, no joke. They've been drilling these relief wells since May, and the idea is this will knock it all out. Do the mud thing, seal it, do a bottom well also, and if it's going to be Static Kill and it's going to be the bottom well, I would think it would seal things up. It's all about that pressure. The pressure is the thing that ignited the problem in the Gulf in the first place, and that's the dealio with deep water drilling. Many of you have called this show and talked about working on platforms and saying, listen, there shouldn't have been out in the deep water in the first place, but once it was, oh, environmentalists are complaining, it's an eyesore, go to the deep water. Then when plans are submitted for permits and whatnot, and they're not really eyed closely, and there aren't enough safety checks, what do you think's going to happen? Yeah, that's it. How about this story? This was a very big story. A Chicago man says he's fighting charges of disorderly conduct because all he was doing was standing on a public sidewalk and praying. He was outside of a clinic. But when I say clinic, what's the first thing that jumps into your mind? What kind of clinic do you think he was outside of? I'll give you a couple of seconds to think about it. And I have a way of reading minds, and we have our infrared glasses. So I'm assuming, judging by the reaction and the vibe that I'm getting, is that you all understand what he was doing. And what he was doing was out of Planned Parenthood. And he's a 25-year-old graduate student at Northwestern. He was doing the rosary thing outside of the downtown Planned Parenthood. The police arrested him because there is a thing called the Bubble Zone. You gotta love these names. Bubble Zone Ordinance. It passed in October, and it says a person can't approach within 8 feet of another person without consent. You're going to like this. Without consent for the purpose of passing a leaflet or handbill, to displaying a sign, to or engaging in oral protest, education, or counseling within 50 feet from any healthcare facility. Basically, forget the abortion deal. If you're going to protest, you better be on the opposite side of the street. They also talked about a person not being able to, by force or threat of force or any of that kind of stuff, or obstruction, bodily obstruction, intentionally interfere with anybody who wanted to go in or leave any healthcare facility. The 25-year-old guy says, look, I didn't approach anyone. I was just standing there doing the rosary. One of the volunteers came up to me, started yelling at me, I need to move. But the thing is, I didn't actually approach anyone, is what he's saying. I was there, and that's all I did. Now, he may end up paying the price for that because the Chicago police say he stood within an inch of the victim, prayed out loud at a high volume for about 10 minutes. I mean, here's the thing. I got to say, because I've seen the protesters when I was driving down the highway maybe 2 months ago, and there was a small band of people, and it was outside of, it must have been outside of a Planned Parenthood, I don't know. I'm just assuming that, judging by the area that it was in. There are other ways to protest this. There are other ways that you probably would find that are more effective other than interfering with the people that are coming in. And this bubble zone ordinance was really created for that reason. And that means people coming in and leaving safely without being harassed or intimidated. That's what they're saying in Chicago. And I think that they're going to really push that, whether it's strained or not, whether sometimes there's kind of a gray, murky area. Because of things that have happened in the past, they're not going to risk something's going to happen to the people that are going in the clinics. So that man got a disorderly conduct. He got a disorderly charge, and that may dissuade, and that was the idea of this law, may find that other people are dissuaded into actually going and doing a similar thing. Like I said, for my money, there are other things that you could do. Absolutely, I believe in voicing your opinion, but I don't know that that is such an effective way to do it because of the reaction. I think anytime you get labeled too on the fringe, the whole kookball label, and you might not even be a kookball. You don't want to be in the kookball category though, because you might really have a passion about defending your point of view. You might really have something to say worthwhile, but you're never going to get it heard if you create the circus-like atmosphere. You got to figure out something different to do and not the obvious. It's like picking a low-hanging fruit. You got to go and stretch yourself and come up with more creative methods when you are going to protest whatever it is. But that's why they threw that law out there anyway. All right, this is a quick follow-up. 1,500 people dead in Pakistan. We talked about the flood that hit Pakistan, and the fear is about now disease and how bad of an outbreak that will be. But this was a terrible thing. The government's concerned about the lack of drinking water and spreading conditions like cholera, for example. Doesn't sound good, does it? You got about 100,000 people, mostly kids, who have been hit by cholera in the past, and the idea is to evacuate them to a safe place and then give them medical treatment, but remove them from the danger, which, by the way, is a Taliban-wrought area where they've been bombarded, bombed, everything by the Taliban and have really gone through a lot. And sadly, the flood was just the icing on a very depressing cake for these people. Tens of thousands of people still trapped on rooftops and in higher areas trying to escape the rising floodwaters as fast as they can.